You're finally home.
Of course. Of course I'm excited. Oh, babe. It's your birthday. And I haven't seen you all day. Stupid boss making you work the day of all days. The nerve. Oh, it's nothing. So tell me, how was your day? I hope they didn't work you too hard. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy you're happy. Well, I'm just excited. And I'm even happier that you are happy that I'm happy. If we don't stop this cycle, we might explode from explaining a happiness overload. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. Shh. Let me be sappy. It comes with the birthday territory. Well, ever since I met you, it feels like my life is whole. And it's just been better. Yeah. The sky is a little bluer. Blankets are a little cozier for the sharing, and the food is somehow tastier. Maybe because you make most of it, but let's not talk about my cooking abilities. Yeah. Well, before I met you, waking up felt like a drag. Knowing you're right there beside me makes it so much easier to get the day started. I find myself smiling randomly because I'm thinking about you. Yeah. Shh. My heart skipped a beat when I just heard the door open, you know? Oh. You're so adorable when you blush, baby. I adore you with all my heart, my darling. My baby boy. I would give it to you for your birthday, but you already stole it a long time ago. I'll get to your present soon enough. Just let me have this moment. I know that the mushy stuff is uncomfortable for you, that you have a hard time believing me, but please, pretty please, I promise to finish with my love rant soon. Okay. You are the bestest. Let's get comfy on the bed and just hold each other while I finish professing my undying adoration. Yeah, get comfy. Just like that. Oh, I love when you snuggle into me this way, baby boy. I feel so safe and loved when we hold each other like this. I think that gym guy said it the best. Let's see if I can remember something like, if I had a box for just wishes and dreams that had never come true. That box would be empty, except for the memories of how they were answered by you. That's the closest I can get to properly describing how much I feel for you. Words fail, though, don't they? I'm not sure words will ever truly capture the pure joy just thinking about you makes me feel. I know you. And even though you struggle to say it, to express it, even trust it. I know you struggle, but don't you worry. I'll take care of that. I had all day to think of sweet nothings to say when you were gone. Yeah, I'm a dork. So tell me, are you ready for your present? Now that you're struggling not to turn into a melty puddle of boy. Okay, let me get it. It's under the bed. Here you go. It's all wrapped up nicely in a bow. I know it's a small box, but I really think you're going to like it. I hope. I mean, oh my gosh, I am kind of nervous. You'll see what there is to be nervous about. Just open it already. That's right, baby. It's a collar. Well, say something. Do you like it? You do? Truly, truly, for surely? You're not just yanking my chain. Oh, it wasn't even an intentional pun for once. I swear, I know I do them all the time. If you hadn't noticed, I'm being extra nice to you today since it's your birthday. The question is, do you, my big, strong man, do you want to be a good boy for Miss tonight? Oh my god, this is gonna be so much fun. I know we've discussed doing some sort of dom something before, but I didn't realize you'd be into it. Oh, I'm so happy you like your surprise. I was really worried. Felt like I was exposing a side of myself that you might not adore quite so much. Shh, I know I worry too much. Can't be helped. It's in my DNA. I know. It doesn't matter that you've said it 1,000 times, that you trust me that it's going to be okay. I know it's hard to be vulnerable for you, but it's hard for me too. And the fact that you trust me to take care of you means the world to me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do this with just anyone else either. No, baby. Because I want you. Collaring is so important. It's like getting married. I don't know. The collar isn't the only thing I bought you, though. You just stay right there. Yeah, it's under the bed too. Unique hiding spots. Here you go. Yes, this one is bigger because it has more stuff in it. Come on, open it. I can't wait any longer. There you go. That's right. It's a makeshift domination starter kit. Silk ribbons for general limb tying. A blindfold. Yeah, that's what that is. Would you like to be blindfolded? That's a paddle for spanking. Clothespins? Yes, clothespins. If you don't know what they are, don't worry. We can figure it out later. And of course, a pair of fuzzy handcuffs. You think I went a bit overboard? Maybe. I wanted to make sure we had everything you might want to play with. I hope this isn't overwhelming. We don't have to do any of it. You can just be my baby boy and snuggle, and I can feed you things and be the big spoon sometimes. Or we can build up to this. What's most important to me is that you're comfortable. If we're going to do this, I want to make sure we do it right, okay? And communicate about it a ton. I promise. Okay. I promise to take good care of you and to keep you safe. You don't have to tell me I'm the bestest too. I already know that. You seem happy. Good. I'll try not to let it get to my head. But you might want to change that to the bestestest, because this isn't your whole present. Oh, I told you I went overboard. No, no, it's fine. Okay, you deserve this, baby. Now come here and unwrap me. Your last present is underneath my day clothes. That's it. You can take it off as slow as you want. Yeah, just slip it off. You can throw it in the corner. Such a good boy for you, Miss Wendy. Already taking my orders so well. That's right. I bought a matching pair of extra lacy bra and panties. If I'm going to be your mistress, I feel like I should look the part. Don't you agree? Turns me on so much. Seeing you slack-jawed like that, staring at me. Do you like seeing my nipples? Barely showing through the thin fabric. Do you like the wet patch between my legs? That's just for you. Fuck. I love hearing you say yes, Miss Wendy. I think I can get used to this. Would you maybe like to play now? Be my good boy now. Yay. I can feel my heart racing. This is so exciting. Was there anything in the box that you wanted to use tonight? Because we don't have to. I want to go at your pace and talk about limits. But if there was, you know, something that sparked your interest, maybe we can use it. Or I can put it away. Just the collar and the ribbons for now. Perfect. Oh, no, no. I completely understand, baby boy. In all honesty, I would feel more comfortable starting off slow, too. Now trust me. Take a deep breath for me and feel yourself starting to relax. If at any point you're uncomfortable, please tell me. Say stop. Or no, and I will stop immediately, okay? You're right. A safe word is a good idea. Anyone in particular come to mind? Seriously? You want the safe word to be deodorant. Okay? Okay, okay. Deodorant it is. Take two. Breathe and relax. Focus back on me. In and out. That's right. You're doing great, baby. Yes. Like pregnancy, you goof. You're making this way more difficult than it needs to be. But I love your humor. You settled down. Finally. Like I can believe you. Okay, now focus. And I need you to remember something. When you get frustrated at all my teasing, you brought this on yourself. Yeah. You would like that, wouldn't you? You naughty boy. Oh, I know. Tell me, are you ready to begin? Don't talk. Just nod if you are. I'm ready too. God, I adore you so much. You will strip for Miss Wendy. I want to see you naked, just for me. No rush, no rush. Good boy. You look so good, peeling those pesky clothes off. Oh, already so hard, too. We haven't even gotten to the fun part yet. Naked, mine. Are you ready to put the collar on? Yes, I'm going to put it on. Okay, just kneel right here on the bed and just tilt your neck up. Oh, fuck. You are so sexy right now. Offering your neck to me. I need to kiss it. This is where the collar will go. Just let me slip it around and buckle it. Yeah. Oh, yes. You look amazing. Did I put it on too tight? Is it comfortable? Okay, good. I definitely don't want to hurt you, baby. I mean, unless you want to be hurt. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's take this slow. Now be a good boy and lie down on your back for me. You're already spreading out your arms and your legs. So eager to be tied up to the corners of this bed. First one arm. Let me know if it's tight. Yeah. You could probably get free if you wanted to, but this is more symbolic bondage. There's your left hand. Let's go to your right side and get your right hand. That's right. Tie it around the bed and then around your wrist. Now give those a little tug. You like it? Oh, you're blushing. You do like it. Okay, let's get your feet. Here we go. 1 foot around your ankle. Is that comfortable? To the corner of the bed, and then the other one. Does the ribbon feel good? I tried to pick something that would be comfortable. There you go. All tied up. Well, those knots aren't the prettiest, but they can be untied easily, so we'll just work on my knot tying skills later. Now, before I start touching you, I have something I need from you. I need you to be vocal for me. Remember that game we played as kids? I'm sure you played it too. Hot and cold. When you get hotter, closer to the thing, they'd say hotter and colder if you were getting farther away. I I need you to do that for me. I need to be guided about what you like and what you don't like. So don't hold back on the noises. If you get quiet, I'm going to assume you don't like it or it just isn't working, okay? Now you let me hear every last moan and whimper, and you will be rewarded for being such a good boy. I know it's not something you're used to. After years and years of quietly jacking off with the people in your house, not feeling like anybody wanted you. It's important now, though, okay? Let all those thoughts go. Don't be nervous. Just let it out. Because I love hearing how good I make you feel. Try and stay still. There you go. I'm going to start by gently running my fingers up and down your chest. Is that giving you goosebumps, baby? Yeah. Oh, I love seeing my good boy so turned on by his mistress. And those little whimpers are absolutely divine. Oh, your nipples are sensitive. You just twitched when my fingers grazed over them. Oh, you like it? Oh, maybe you'll like my tongue, too. Just relax and let Miss Wendy take care of you, my dear. Slowly licking around your nipple. First one, and then another. Your nipples are so hard for me. Does that mean you're enjoying yourself? What about if I bite one of them? Huh? Oh, you like that? You are such a naughty boy. Mental note. Nibbles are good for my baby boy. That's right. You are a naughty boy. Oh, really? You want me to bite you in other places? Anything for you. I'll just kiss up your neck and yeah, the collar is kind of in the way. I have to strategically choose my plan of attack. God. Having you moan right into my ear is getting me so wet right now. Oh, don't worry. You'll have my pussy soon enough. As long as you keep being a good boy. Where else should I try biting you? My grin is only slightly devilish and mischievous. You're not worried, are you? No? Maybe you should be. Kissing down your body. I know, baby boy. You see imperfections, but I see perfect for me. Past your chest. Down to your belly button. I'm not stopping at your cock just yet. Gonna go right past it to your inner thigh. Do you like looking at me nuzzling against your thigh? So close and yet so far away from your throbbing cock.
You should have expected the teasing. I am a tease, and I did warn you that it was coming. Yes, you'll be coming too. We can save the denial and maybe even ruins for another day when you're being a real butt. Oh, your inner thighs are so sensitive, though, aren't they, baby boy? Good. Fuck those moans. I think you've earned some special attention for being such a good boy for Miss Wendy. Tell me, do you think I should suck on it, baby boy? I don't know. You don't sound very convincing. Oh, that got your attention. I knew you could beg better than that. Beg. Beg for me. I've heard your pleas when I make cookies and you want to steal some. What if I get you right to the edge from a blowjob and then stopped? Do you think you would like that? I was hoping you'd say yes. Tell me when you're getting close like a good boy. Fuck yes. You make delicious sounds. I can feel your balls getting heavy with cum. It's all mine, do you understand? Every last drop. I'm gonna reach up and play with your nipples while I take you deep in my throat. Are you getting close? Do you feel ready? Like you're gonna explode in my warm, waiting mouth. Get right to that edge, baby boy. I want you desperate to come. And stop. Oh my God, your whimpers are adorable. Oh yes, you taste so good. You're making me so proud, and you're such an amazingly good boy for Miss Wendy. Deep breaths. I know your body is aching for more. You're twitching. Do you need a distraction? So you don't come?
Because I have an idea. I think that you will enjoy. Yeah? Okay. Well, I know how much you love tasting my pussy. So I was thinking that I could, you know, sit on your face, if you'd be comfortable with that. That might have been the quickest yes I've ever heard out of your beautiful mouth. Okay, let me slip off these panties before I straddle your face. Do you like the view from down there? I know, it's fucking wet, isn't it? You did that to me. Since you won't be able to speak, I'm going to untie this hand. I want you to be able to tap my thigh, okay? If at any point you want me to stop. Yes, I take this very seriously. I take keeping you safe very, very seriously. Now take a deep breath for me. I'll just ease myself down on your tongue. Oh, fuck. I love the feeling of your tongue against my pussy. I'm gonna start grinding as you lap up and down. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Such a good boy. Oh. Oh, yes. Let me pull away. I'm not smothering you, am I? Oh, I just wanted to make sure. Oh, you want even more. Oh, you spoil me. Oh, yes, spoil me. I'm going to grab your hair for leverage so I can ride you better. Oh, long enough to grab. Oh, don't ever cut it all the way off, baby. Oh, I can feel your tongue. It's buried. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, you always have been really good at this. Oh, fucking incredible. If you keep this up, I'm gonna come all over your face. Oh, God. I can feel you moaning against my clit. Oh, when I said that. You want me to make your face all dirty with my cum, don't you? You're not tapping. Such a naughty boy. You wanting to be covered in my juices? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm so close. Oh, are you ready to drink it all? That's right. That's right. Right fucking there. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn. Oh, thank you, baby. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, wow. You are right messy. What can I say? Oh, fuck. You took a lot out of me. This is your birthday. Tell me, did you enjoy yourself? Oh, yay. That was spectacular for me. I don't know why we didn't try this sooner. Something about having you tied up. My crotch was made to sit on your face. I can't tell you how beautiful you look right now, all dirty with my cum. That smile, your eyes, just so full of feels. I need to taste myself on you. Lick you clean. Mm-hmm.
That's better.
Squeaky clean. At least on the outside. Nothing I can do about the filth in your mind.
No. I never claimed to be a saint.
In fact, what I'm about to do to you is the total opposite of saintlyhood. Are you finally ready to come for me? For your mistress? Yeah? Well, since you've been such a good boy. Well, since it's your birthday, and since you've been such a good boy for me, I think you should get to decide where it goes. Where do you want it? My tits, my ass, my belly. Oh, deep inside my pussy. Somehow I just knew you would say that. It's our favorite, isn't it? Before we get started, though, don't think I forgot about that loose arm of yours. We'll just tie it back up here to the bedpost. You don't need to do anything. I will do everything for you. Yes, sitting on you. Down here on your hips. I can feel you throbbing. Oh, and twitching. My warmth made you feel good, didn't it? Twitching against my pussy. Oh, I bet you are aching for release, aren't you, pet? Oh, that collar makes me feel like you're my pet. And it's so hot. Oh, grind on you. Did you feel how wet you made me? Get you all slick. Oh, you want more? Grinding my slit up and down your length is not enough. Oh. All I have to do is lift my hips, and you could slide so easily inside. Oh, beg. Oh, fuck. Yes. I love hearing my good boy beg. Oh, can you feel how hot it's getting me? I can't take it anymore. I need you inside of me this instant. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. I'm so sensitive still. Oh, slow, slow. I need to go slow. Do you want to see my tits bounce as I go up and down on your cock? I can see you staring. Oh, how about I take off this bra? Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good to have them free. I can squeeze them as I ride you. Grinding. You like my nipples? Oh. Kiss one. Oh, you sucked on it, you naughty boy. Oh, that's right. I love it when you grind against me from below. Fuck, don't you dare stop. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you're hitting my clit. Just all right. Oh, you want my other nipple? Oh, that's right. Oh, I can see your arms pulling on those ribbons. Fuck. Your hips bucking off the bed. I can tell you're close for your mistress. But be a good boy and hold back, okay? You are not allowed to finish without permission. It's my cum in those balls. Remember? Whose cum is it? Tell me. Yes. Just a little bit longer, baby. Oh, I'm so close. I want you to come when I do, okay? Come with me. I adore you so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look me in the eyes. Open them. I want you to look at me. I want us to drown in each other when we go over the edge. That's right. That's right. Fill my cunt like a good boy. I need it all inside me. Oh, fill me. Oh, as I milk you. Fuck. Oh, baby boy. Did I get you an all right birthday present, baby? Yeah. I was so nervous. I loved every minute of it too. Yeah. I am still all tingly everywhere. Let me slip out of you. It's okay. You can just drip down my thighs. Let me untie you really quick and then we can cuddle, okay? Untying one leg and the other. See, I told you they came off easy. Now one arm and the other. Oh, now come here. Let me hold you. Of course, I'm the one holding you. You need your aftercare. Of course. Even if what we did wasn't that intense. I like being big. Being able to kiss your forehead. Have you put your head on my little arm. Yeah. You're adorable when you curl up like this into me. Fuck. I cannot even begin to explain how wonderful you were. The perfect, perfect sub for me. Oh, I'm glad you found my overbearing concern for you, cute. Yeah. Thank you. Again. Well, for trusting me. Trusting me to have that kind of control. For letting me tie you up. For wearing this collar for me. It means so much. You belong to me, baby boy. I can't help it. I get all sappy. Especially when you blush like that. I'm the peanut butter because I'm crazy. Because I'm nuts. And you're the jelly because you're sweet. And we were just meant to be together. You're right. The metaphor is perfect because we're sandwiched together right now. Oh, no, no, no. Don't try and stifle the yawn. I can see you're sleepy. That's perfect. Yes, you are. You are a terrible liar, baby boy. You can't keep your eyes open right now, can you? Just rest. You've had a long day, pet. That's it. Snuggle up extra close and get comfy. I want to hold you all through the night. I know you do. I do too. Good night, my sweet.